From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the university to talk on the radio about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Cheyenna Stewart. Welcome to Thesis Thursday, Cheyenna.
Hi, thank you.
So what do you do at the U of A?
I work in Dr. Patricia Stock's laboratory, working with insect pathogenic nematodes and secondary metabolites.
When you say nematode, I got a cartoon image right away. Like, what is that?
So a nematode is a microscopic pinworm. They're translucent, I guess you could say. Most of them live in the soil. The species that I work with are insect pathogenic or entomopathogenic. Mm-hmm. Every nematode has a bacterial symbiont that lives inside their stomach. And when a nematode infects an insect, the nematode will regurgitate the bacteria where it will produce toxin, the secondary metabolites, to kill the insect. And so then the nematodes and the bacteria will feed on it and then reassociate and exit. I work with two species of insect pathogenic nematodes, Heteroptis bacteriophora and Sonarensis carpocapsi. SC is really aggressive with its busting out. It comes out of the feet. HB is a lot more gentle, HB versus SC, but there's definitely some times I'm just like, oh, why?
I'm not going to lie, that's terrifying.
Isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, imagine you're just a grub living your life in the soil, and then all of a sudden you're just swarmed by microscopic worms.
Yeah, and they don't even have, like, it's not even personal. It's just business.
Absolutely.
What's the application of this research?
I work with insect pathogenic nematodes, and these are seen as beneficial organisms. There's another species of nematodes known as root gall nematodes. These are plant parasitic nematodes. They form in the roots where they've forced the plant to make this gall for them to live in, and they manipulate the plant with probably hormones and whatnot to give nutrients to the nematodes. I think they're a big problem in citrus. These secondary metabolites that I've been talking about in the insect pathogenic nematodes, a member in my lab, she isolated those compounds and tested them to see if they would work as a pesticide, essentially, to the root gall nematodes. She found that it did. And since that was successful, we had to test the effect of these compounds on non-target organisms that live in the same environment as the root gall nematodes. And that's where the insect pathogenic nematodes are. Both the insect pathogenic and root gall nematodes live in the soil together. And so if we were to apply these compounds that we isolated to the soil, we have to make sure that it's not going to have any adverse effects on non-target organisms.
There's so much life and there's such a party happening in the soil. You don't want to crash the whole party.
Right.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
After I graduate with my bachelor's in plant science, I am going to pursue a master's in entomology and insect science here at the U of A.
Cool, because you're going to have this plant science background. You're really going to understand their world.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm rooting for you, Cheyenna. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Do you ever listen to music?
Of course. I listen to indie folk, Lord Huron. I really like his music. I like the kind of slow, calm. I like the story that comes with the indie folk. You know, they're usually singing about something or they're telling a story with it. A song that I like right now a lot is The Head and the Heart, Honeybee.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Cheyenna.
Yeah, I had a really nice time.